Good morning. It's 812 at 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. As Galesburg's morning news continues on this Wednesday morning, I'm Will Stevenson. Thank goodness Tom comes back tomorrow. But that's all right. It's been a good time with you here in the morning the last couple of days. Still be back here tonight, as I mentioned earlier, for Galesburg's evening news at 5 as well. But before we get to anything else this hour or this morning, wanted to talk about something you might have read or seen a little bit about here in the last couple of days. It's not, as I've said, a subject that we like to talk a lot about, but especially because it's uncomfortable, but it's something that needs to be addressed and is a concern for the Knox County Health Department, and that's sexually transmitted diseases. And a new awareness initiative is taking shape, and Sam Jarvis and Aaron Olson from the Knox County Health Department are here to talk about that this morning. Good morning. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So, as I said, I know we don't like to... You know, I think that's probably part of the problem, right, is that these are sorts of things that are uncomfortable to talk about, but they need to be talked about.
I would agree. You are exactly right. They are, I guess I don't find them uncomfortable anymore, but I've been talking about them for over 16 years now.
You work for the health department.
Exactly, right? We can't find this embarrassing to talk about. But it is, the way I look at it, and I think Sam kind of does too, there's a lot of sicknesses and there's a lot of illnesses and there's a lot of diseases out there that people just don't like to talk about. And this is just one that we just want to make people aware of that is still there. You know, we might not talk about it a lot. You might not see or hear about it a lot, but it is still in our community and it is still on the rise, I guess I would, is an easy way to say it. So we need to make sure people are aware that it's still here.
How pervasive of a problem in general is sexually transmitted diseases in Knox County?
You know, throughout the past years, it's been pretty level, but every year, you know, on off years, we see a rise in it a little bit. And that could be due to more testing and increased awareness, but it may not be, too. So the message is still just as strong to get tested and prevention.
In terms of statistics, Aaron, is it would you classify it as a big concern or maybe not as big a concern? And how does what we're seeing now compare to past years?
I would say that it is still definitely a concern. When we look at like our chlamydia and our gonorrhea rates, which are our rates that we normally do see go up from, you know, over year to year. In 2015, we had 215 cases of chlamydia. And then in 16, we went up to 231. So we have jumped up with those. But I do see that having more cases can be just shown that we may just have more people coming in to get tested. And I think that's a really important thing that we need to realize is that more people are getting tested. We are seeing some of our numbers go up. And that might just be because we do have more people and we are getting more education out there. And they are coming in because so many of these STDs, you know, with like chlamydia, it's often called the silent epidemic because most people don't know they have it. So, yes, we've had 231 people in 16 come in and get tested, but how many more are out there with signs or symptoms that they haven't seen yet and not coming in to get tested for them?
Is that number going up, did you say?
Yes, we've went from 229 and 14 to down to 215 and 15 and then up to 231 in 2016. And Sam and I kind of see a trend. Every, like, you'll go here 1 year, like, you know, you'll be kind of status quo, and then you might go down a couple, but then you jump up that following year, and you can kind of see the curve go all over when you look at stats.
It really is kind of a good news, bad news situation then, isn't it? Again, you have the awareness, the testing is going up, people seem to be more aware, but the numbers are going up, seems like, proportionately with that.
They are, and our 20, I would say, like, our, you know, our 20-year-olds, you know, our 15 to 20, 19 to 25, 26-year-olds, are some of our bigger numbers that we do see coming in. But one of the biggest things we like to stress is that they happen to anybody at any age.
Mm-hmm.
They don't, like Sam and I say, they don't pick where you live or how much money you have or, you know, how you dress or anything like that. Anybody can get these.
You said in terms of which one was it that people may not know they have it?
Well, chlamydia, gonorrhea, a lot of the symptoms can be very quiet. You might not see a lot of them, and they might not show up for, you know, a couple weeks to a month after you get them.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. I think majority of the time with chlamydia, men don't show symptoms most of the time. The other thing that's important to remember about this is maybe at this point in time in their age, they're not thinking about having kids, but, you know, untreated STDs can cause sterility later in life and cause those complications.
Yeah, I was going to say, are generally, I mean— I think the first thing that people may think of is sort of HIV when it comes to sexually transmitted diseases, and that's not something that you can necessarily get cured from. But some of these others, are there cures or are there good treatments for them?
Absolutely. They can be. You know, like Aaron said, you know, it shouldn't be anything that there should be such a stigma about anymore. Come in and talk to us and get the information. But chlamydia and gonorrhea are absolutely treatable.
Okay.
Yes. And then there's the vaccine for HPV to help ensure that people don't get the STD to begin with. And it's really recommended for people beginning at age 11.
Maggie, let me have you pull that microphone up to you right there. Joining us also with the health department is Maggie Acosta. In fact, this is probably a good point where I want to take a break and then get into the campaign that you're actually you're putting forward here. So we'll take a break here. We'll come back and we'll talk more about this concern of sexually transmitted diseases with Sam Jarvis, Maggie Acosta, and Aaron Olson with the Knox County Health Department. 820 at 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. This is Galesburg's Morning News. Will Stevenson in for Tom Meredith, along with Tyler Gum and Nick Isher. We'll check back in with Tyler with news in about 10 minutes or so. Continuing our conversation this hour with Sam Jarvis, Maggie Acosta, and Aaron Olson with the Knox County Health Department. They're launching a new sort of awareness campaign with regarding sexually transmitted diseases. And I guess if, as we were talking before the break, if more people are getting tested and unfortunately numbers are going up in terms of those testing positive for STDs, is a new campaign or a different approach really needed? One of you want to talk about that?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think you hit the nail right on the head. It's something that I think we've talked about before. People kind of forget about and they don't talk about it. So we need to bring that awareness back to the table and really get that in the forefront of everyone's mind. Like Aaron said, it's not really based on age. We do see a majority of the younger crowd, 15 to 24, but really, you know, it can happen to anyone. We really need everyone to understand that.
So talk to me about this campaign, the theme, the message, and how you came up with it.
So the theme of the campaign is basically to focus on early detection and preventative strategies. So we're focusing a lot on people who are 19 to 24 because that's where we tend to see higher rates, like Aaron was talking about. So we're spending a lot of time in high schools lately, going to lunch hours, going to football games and volleyball games, places where younger adults are. But also we know that anyone can get it, right? So we're going to other community places where families visit, you know, like restaurants, where some older people visit, spend their time, like bars, you know, just because people do hear about this stuff, but there's still a stigma. And sometimes we just need a reminder that, hey, it's easy to just come in and get tested. It takes just a few minutes of your time.
The thing that caught my eye about this was the fact that posters, I guess, have been made and are showing up in bars around the area. But before I ask about that, how are high school age students responding to this when you go into the schools and when you talk to them about it?
But we're in the schools. When we're in the schools, they react very well. They're open when we go into classroom settings, you know, during the actual school day to do educational classes. They're very open about it. And I think that's a huge thing is a lot of our students, they're learning about it and they're more open about it. But a lot of the parents, you know, even I know my age, you know, I have an almost 13-year-old at home and I didn't get that much education about STDs when I was in high school. So I think the more we educate the students and the more open we are with them, then they go home and they bring these topics up. And is it going to be an awkward conversation when you're having it at home? Of course it is. But it's a conversation that you still need to have. And I think even if you can broach it and say one word in front of your parents about it at home, it'll start that open dialogue of conversation.
That's a good point, too. How do you broach the subject with younger people? You just said yourself, you're coming up on the point where you're going to have to do that.
Yeah, I am going to have to do that really soon. And you know what? I teach it all the time, but it's a whole different ballgame when it's your kid and you're in your home. But I think the biggest thing is being open and honest with them, teaching them your values, your morals that you have within your home, and then it's okay to say certain words. And just because I'm coming home and I'm going to talk to my kid about STDs and being in a healthy relationship, that doesn't mean that I'm encouraging him or her to be sexually active or to do stuff. I think we just need to encourage them that a healthy relationship is normal and then we need to be in them, but we need to be safe about them, and you need to know about the risks of these STDs, because the more facts you know, the more you might be able to help a friend, or you might be able to help, you know, somebody else around there. But it's definitely going to be an awkward conversation. I tell a lot of parents, have it when you're driving down the road in a car, because you know what? You need to keep your eyes on the road, and then you don't have to look at each other face to face when you're driving, and you can have it a little bit easier.
But is it approaching it sort of like from a standpoint of actions versus consequences?
In a sense, yeah.
Or is that more of what you do in an educational setting?
When we're in the educational setting, it's very factual. We're not out there to do any scare tactics, because scare tactics don't work. We tell them signs, symptoms. We do give them some numbers, and we do, you know, show them some pictures. They are never graphic pictures. There is never any genitals in the pictures. It is literally, you know, it's pictures you wouldn't think of. It's, you know, an eye, or it's something random. But I think it's more just talking to them and being very, very open with them, and knowing that you can have friends and you can have a boyfriend or a girlfriend, you know, or whatever, and still be in a healthy relationship and not be sexually active. But if you're going to be, you need to be open and honest with your partners.
Talk about these posters then in the few minutes we have left, and that are showing up in local bars, and why that approach.
So there are two main posters that are going up right now. One of them is focused on STD testing. So it's just reminding people that the most common symptoms for STD is having no symptoms. You know, so that's how a lot of people don't know. And that's why we have to remind people, come and get tested. It's super easy. All you have to do is pee in a cup. A lot of times that can be subsidized by insurance, or like reduced costs and stuff like that. So really, we just have to get people in, and it's super easy. And then the second thing we're focusing on is on reminding people to use protection. Because even if you're getting tested, even if you're in a monogamous relationship, protection is important for STDs and pregnancy, you know. So take whatever preventative measures you have. And that's really what we're focusing on. We're not trying to scare people. We're just trying to send quick little safe reminders. Be safe, get tested, be open with your partner.
So someone, if someone needs to be tested or feels like they're in a situation where they need to be, what's the process? What should they do?
Then contact us at the health department at 309-344-2224. And we have walk-ins on Fridays, 8 to 4.
Otherwise, an appointment needs to be scheduled then?
Yep.
Okay. And you mentioned, Maggie, it's cost-wise, most of the time it's covered by insurance or something like that?
It can be partially covered. You have to check with your insurance and stuff like that. But we don't really turn anyone away. So if cost is something that people are worried about, you know, they can talk to us at the health department, or they can talk to family planning about that.
Okay. Anything else we're missing about this campaign and this effort?
No, we just want the awareness out there. We just want people to be able to talk about it and know that testing is available. If you're going to be active, we want you to be safe and know that that's not always 100%, and just communicate with your partner about your relationship.
All right. Sam Jarvis, Maggie Acosta, Aaron Olson, thank you so much for coming in and talking about this morning.
Always a pleasure, Will.